right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. You know, Sam, it is. You know, I'm glad that gentleman called. And it's not that I'm so arrogant that I think I know everything. I'm at the point in my life where I realize just how little I know. There's too much in the world to know for me to make somebody think that and think more of myself than I should. But subjects that I choose to talk about on the air, I know a little bit about. You know, he lives in Cedarburg, that gentleman. But if I called somebody in Cedarburg and had the unmitigated gall to tell somebody in Cedarburg about what's going on in Cedarburg, where I've never been and don't know anything about it, but yet I'm going to tell somebody who lives where I live about what and has lived there for 67 years about what's happening there in where I am, then you kind of get what you deserved, and that was a beating. You really did not have a foundation other than what you've heard. You called me and insulted me right away, you know, by saying, who am I, an entertainer? You know, part of what I do, it should be a little bit of entertainment. You know, if I'm going to be, you know, a monotone person and have no levity at all, who wants to hear that? Well, you know, tomorrow, this is what I'm going to be talking about, and I, you know, if only we could, you know, maybe, you know, somebody would, well, maybe, you know, people would say that, hey, who is that? You know, get that person off the air. So part of what I do, and people who do this should be, you should have a little sense of humor, should be a little levity in it. But I'm not a comedian. The things that we discuss, and I know that I discuss, are far too serious and far too important for the lives of people. The people that I talk about, the people that don't have a voice, I'm going to be their voice. Because there are more than enough people who will be your voice. All you got to do is turn the dial, and everywhere there's conservative thought. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Susan's calling in from her car right now.
Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm good, Earl. Again, I want to thank you for a wonderful show today. And I think the interesting thing is that you're now starting to give people in that part of Wisconsin some food for thought. So having him call in was wonderful. And the fact that you were able to allow him to speak was an opportunity. I think we all have to really work hard together to bring a lot more people in the fold. And thank you so much for all you do.
Hey, Susan, thank you as always. I really appreciate it. It's always refreshing to know that there's somebody out there who thinks that what you're saying and doing is all right. But I am motivated, and people who know me, by justice and injustice. And it has been a part of my life as long as I was old enough to know the difference between the two. I'm a product of the civil rights movement. Didn't read about it in a book, lived it. And so I remember the horrible times. I remember the fear, the threats, the pain, the deaths. I remember all of that. It's in my DNA. And so when I see vestiges of it resurfacing. As long as I have a platform and the owner of this radio station thinks that I have something of value to say, I'm going to speak up for those who don't have a voice. I didn't say for black people. I said for those who don't have a voice. Injustice is ingrained in our society. There are people who live in different parts of the state who don't understand themselves that they're being taken advantage of. We got to make our country better. We can't keep allowing people who are taken advantage of. The young man who called me earlier has been taken advantage of because he doesn't know how to do his own critical thinking. You know, he's telling me about the poor kids who can't read in the different schools in this city. I challenge his reasoning skills. Somebody put their brain in your head. And you need to look in the mirror and check yourself out and see if, you know, somebody else isn't speaking through you. Because you are just as lost as those children that you claim in Milwaukee Public Schools are. Because you can't separate truth and fiction. Well, you know, the more you listen to this show, you're going to come to a point and a place in your life where you're going to have to deal with truth straight up. Whether that comes in from my voice or from these airwaves or whatever. But you can't defeat what I'm saying to you because mine is based on what's right. Right has no color. Right and wrong have no color, have no nationality. Have no religious origin. Universal truth. So, you know, call again. And unlike conservative talk radio, where you got to get through a minefield before somebody lets you on the airways, you know, you need to ask yourself that question. Why is it so easy for me to get on the air on your show? And you yourself would catch hell trying to get on many of the conservative shows. You know why? Because they don't take callers. You know why? Because they want to brainwash you. Oh, I'm sorry. Continue brainwashing you. They don't want to hear your opinion. They want to give you your opinion. And they've done a good job with you. Now, there's a way out. You can escape. Just turn on 540 AM WAUK, 8 AM to 11 AM, Monday through Friday, and we can help you get out. We can teach you to think again. We really can. It's time to go, and I'm just getting warmed up. But thank you, Sam, as always, for, you know, helping me make it through. We'll be back on tomorrow, and it's going to be just as good. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789, or text us at that same number. Have a great morning. See you tomorrow.